In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today our church is celebrating two great saints, and one of them is Saint Maximus the Confessor, and the other one is Saint Neophytus. Saint Neophytus was a young boy that was given the grace of God in an early age. When he was sent to school, he was coming back from school and bringing all the poor children to his home. And he would give his food that the mother prepared for him, he would give it away to the poor children. And himself he would go and away a little bit, and he would say prayers, and then when the children would come back to him, he would let him drink a water that he would bring out of a rock miraculously. And then there was a big miracle happened. The mother knew that something was different about her child, and she always was curious, wanted to find out what is going on. And one day she looked in through a little crack in the door, and he saw a dove coming, a bright dove that came and sat at the edge of the bed of the little child, and was talking to him in the human language. And she was so shocked that she must have had a heart attack and died. And it all went through the whole village. Everybody got quite distressed over it. And finally the husband was told, and he was in a field, and he tore his clothes on him from the sorrows, and he was started to run back home to see his wife that had died. But the son meets him at the gate, and he says, "Don't be distressed, Mama's not there, she's just sleeping." And he takes comes over to his mother, and takes her by the hand and says, "Get up, it's enough time to sleep, get up." And she gets up. He resurrects her. The Lord resurrects her through him. And it was a great miracle that was spread all around the place, and of course converted many of the pagans. They become the Christian seeing such a great miracle. And this was a little child, it was only 11 years old, and then the Holy Spirit led him to a mountain to go into seclusion, and he went into a mountain, and there he saw a cave, and he decided he's going to stay in that cave. And he walks into the cave, and there's a big ferocious lion that was in that cave, and he walks up to him without any fear, and he says, "In it is God's will that I would be lodged here, that I would be staying here, so you go away and find yourself another lodging." And the lion meekly walks away, and goes to find another place for himself. And he was in that cave, and he was working hard on his spiritual life, and the angels would be coming and talking to him and would feed him and give him the food that is needed. And then when he's become 15 years old, then he was sent by the angel, brought him right in the middle of a town where they gathered to give a terrible sacrifices to the pagan gods. And he started to preach Christ, and reprimanded them and said, "For what they done is doing is very wrong," and so on. And he was then was grabbed, and they tortured him, all kinds of tortures he went through, and finally they put him into a big oven and let it burn for 3 days. And of course he came out of it with without being harmed at all. And then they tried to get the wild animals to eat them up, and they had a ferocious bear there. They brought him out, and he was tied. But the bear just came and looked and went away. He wouldn't touch him. And then another bear, a mother bear that was very ferocious, she ran up to him, and immediately then, as soon as she approached him close again, she just bowed down and went away. And then they told the big shot over there that they have just caught a terrible wild lion that's very ferocious, and 5 days ago we caught him and we kept him hungry, we have not fed him, and so he would be quite ready to devour this young man. And they bring out that lion, and the lion comes over, and tears come out of his eyes when he saw this young man, Neophytus, and because this was the same lion that he ordered once to leave his lodging and to give up his cave for this saint. And he recognized him, and the tears came out, and he bowed down, and he had started to lick his feet, and then the saint told him to go away, but not to harm anybody. And he did. He went out, he broke the gate and rushed out, and the people were scattering, but he didn't touch anybody, went to his desert place. And this is the saint that we also celebrated. And of course we can't forget Saint Maximus the Confessor. He had fought the heresies in the Eastern Church at that time, in Constantinople especially, all over the Eastern section, the Patriarch and the King and all the, and most of the people had become involved with this heresy. And Saint Maximus found out that in Rome, the Pope of Rome was holding on to the true faith, and he went over there to go away from the persecutions and from all the things that are happening in the Eastern Church. And when he went there, and of course the Pope of Rome at that time was standing for the truth, and he said that even if the whole world is going to have communion with these heretics, I'm not going to do it. The same thing, the Pope had said the same thing. And then eventually he was taken from there, and as a prisoner, and he was brought before the king, and he tried to tell the king the truth, to let go of those heresies. And of course the king wouldn't listen, and finally they have cut out his tongue and the tongue, and cut off his hand so that he will not be able to spread the truth out. But the Lord was still continued to use him to spread the truth out, and he was exiled, and on the way, and he didn't give up his soul to the Lord, to be a great, not only a God-bearing father, but of course a martyr, a great martyr. And this is the lessons we have to take. For one, the first one, we have to take the faith, to know that without faith we can do nothing, but we must develop that faith. We must have the faith as a little grain, as the Lord said, a little tiny seed, that if we have that faith we can move mountains. And this is what we must get down to, the realism, because people are telling us in the world, you have to be realistic, and they don't want to hear about the faith. But we as Orthodox Christians have to live by faith. And we heard in today's epistle that as the apostle was saying about how everything was moved and done by faith, and that even the husbands would take the wife that was dead and came, was resurrected after the Lord's crucifixion, and came back to her husband, and they took the wives and in faith that it was them. And in most of the accounts, every place you see these miraculous things are happening. The Lord could not do miraculous thing in his own town where he was brought up, where he was helping first his adopted, in a sense, father, that he was helping him in his carpentry and lived there until he came out at the age of 32 to preach. And in that town, when he came, you know, very little miracles he did make because of the lack of faith, because people didn't have the faith in him. And many times when he would, before he would do a miracle, he would ask, "Do you believe? Do you believe?" And the beliefs, and the saints have done the same thing. They would make miracles only with those who really believed. When you're asking, looking for a miracle, you and I, if we're looking for a miracle, let's make sure that we have faith, that we believe that it can, God can do that miracle, no matter what we ask for. If we ask for God, we know that the, whatever God does is miraculous, it is a miracle. We have to believe that God can do it. And that faith, through that faith, we can start growing. Otherwise, we cannot. Otherwise, we becoming too realistic, and then we don't believe that, that everything can be moved by the faith, as the Lord said. And this is what we have to grow. We have to grow and learn that faith is absolute necessity, and also the absolute necessity is to be able to confess the Lord. Because we heard in the Gospel today also about the, that the Lord says, if you are shunning me, or if you are afraid to confess me before people, I will not confess you before my angels and my beloved. We cannot afford that. We have to not be afraid to confess our faith. And even though if we may be persecuted for it, or we may be getting into trouble with the spirit of the world, that the world is, it do not want to accept any of those things anymore. But my beloved, if we plead to the Saint Maximus the Confessor to give us the strength to, so that we can be confessing the truth and stand up for the truth, even if we have to die for it, and we cry out to Saint Neophytus, and even though he was so young, yet he was able to gather up that kind of a faith, and maybe he can give us some of that faith so that we can then cry out truly, you know, for the help that we need, not only for ourselves, but especially when we need the help for our loved ones, because this is what the most important thing is. The most important thing is to love God with all our heart and mind and soul and might, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we know that God loves everybody. He died for everybody. He wants everybody's salvation. And that's what we have to want to bring that to the people, to acknowledgement of the true faith. That Jesus Christ is the Son of God that came into this world to save the sinners, of whom I am the chief. And if we can bring that message to the people, and that he built one church and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it, and then we will be doing the proper thing. May God help us all to come to realization that our life here should be a missionary life. Amen.